Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So apparently we're in an El Nino year. The El Nino year usually gives us a little bit of protection with Atlantic storms, making our seasons a little less active. Could still be deadly, but not as active as a La Nina year. But just because El Nino might give us protection in the Atlantic, it doesn't mean we ignore what's happening in the Pacific. The Pacific could be even more active during an El Nino. And we're hearing now that Hurricane Hillary is rapidly intensifying. Yep, Hillary. Yep, has hit. Hillary Clinton is rapidly intensifying in the Pacific Ocean southwest of Mexico on Thursday. And I doubt they named it after Hillary of Clinton. It is moving to the left, though, so you do wonder. But anyway, Hurricane Hillary is intensifying and is on track to bring significant rain and flooding to parts of the southwest. It is forecast to grow into a major hurricane, may reach Category 4 strength. Category 4 means the winds are up to 130, can cause catastrophic damage, according to the forecast of the National Hurricane Center. The hurricane is right now 550 miles southeast of Cabo San Lucas. Cabo San Lucas is still a good amount away, but it's on our west coast, and it can very easily come up and then hit Los Angeles, parts of Arizona, San Diego, Inland Empire, California, and so forth. So there is, they say Hillary's rainfall, actually they said there are a bunch of outcomes, but they do believe the storm is going to move north along Mexico's Baja Peninsula. There could be some deviations, but the rainfall could arrive as early as Saturday in parts of the southwest. Worst impacts arrive in California early Monday. They say shifts in the forecast track, according to CNN, will also affect the areas of northwestern Mexico. They're going to probably be hit hard by Hillary's winds. Keep in mind, we're still in wildfire season. We saw what happened to Hawaii. So, again, I think people are hopefully preparing. They are concerned about tree snapping, downed power lines, and, of course, significant damage. They are concerned about mudslides and flash flooding in Mexico's Baja Peninsula. Of course, that's also a big concern with Southern California, which is not immune to mudslides. I think California has not been hit by a tropical storm in 84 years, according to AccuWeather. They say it's been a while. Now, last year, Hurricane K came close. It was downgraded to a tropical storm. Then it kind of looped in the ocean off the Southern California coast. But it was the first tropical storm to come within 200 miles of L.A. since the year 2000. Now, Tropical Storm K brought a year's worth of rain, flooding, mudslides, and high winds to the area. But this could be a direct hit. Now, back in 1939, there was the El Cordonazo. Yeah, Cordonazo. It's the Long Beach Tropical Storm in 1939 that made landfall at Long Beach. Deadly flooding. 10 years before official records began, the worst tropical storm to hit California was this El Cordonazo, or the Lash of St. Francis. It made landfall in the L.A. area late September 1939. It wasn't at hurricane force at the time it hit the coast, but strong enough to set the rainfall records, according to AccuWeather. There were 12 inches in some areas. Residents were so unprepared. that the U.S. Weather Bureau, which was the precursor to the National Weather Service, created a brand new office for Southern California. They probably didn't have to have an office prior. Now they're like, okay, we need one. And then operations began the following year. The record rainfall was associated with a tropical cyclone in California of 14.76 inches recorded in the San Gorgonio Mountain, 80 miles east of L.A. That was during tropical rainstorm Kathleen in 1976. Kathleen was a hurricane that made landfall in the Baja California Peninsula in Mexico, but by the time it hit California, it was a tropical rainstorm. So there were other storms that they talk about in 63 and 72 and that. In 1997, there was Tropical Storm Ignacio. That was west of Santa Maria, California. Hurricane Norman in the 70s hit San Clemente Island. In September 97, there was Category 5 Hurricane Linda, the strongest tropical cyclone ever observed in the Eastern Pacific Basin. Now, they were concerned that was going to hit California, but I think it hit as a tropical storm. So there is obviously a lot of concern that you know, this could be big. We do not want it to gain strength. As CNN reported, there could be significant flood potential for Southern California and parts of the Southwest. And again, if the ground is not able, with much of the ground in the Southwest, it could absorb some rainfall, but needs to be spread out. The problem with where we live is when we get rain, when it rains, it pours. It's not like we get some drizzle here, drizzle there. The ground could soak it up. The cacti can get their drink, and then they're ready for the next day or 2 days later. This is, it just hits, and then we're dry. And then it hits, and we're dry. Arizona, Central California, Northern Nevada might even see 1 to 2 inches of rainfall. So this could be, it is well-needed moisture, but unfortunately when these storms hit. I believe there is a possible storm being watched in the Atlantic. They are tracking, the forecasters are tracking a disturbance of the Gulf of Mexico. They think could develop into a tropical depression or storm beginning next week. It does not have a name yet, but there is an area that they are watching. They do believe if it does hit land, that will be middle next week. 20% chance of it forming into a cyclone or an actual hurricane. And they are following two disturbances off the coast of Africa that could also be developing into hurricanes in the Atlantic. We are in the thick of the hurricane season. It peaks August and September. So hopefully it's a light one. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
All right, we are back at the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So when any of us speak out about how we need to secure the border and provide a better plan for immigrants coming in, for the safety of the migrants and the safety for those in the U.S., people will accuse us of being biased and discriminatory and MAGA I got family. I have family members who are Hispanic. I have taken care of immigrants and migrants. We need to look at safety, not only for the migrants, but also people in the United States. And so when people try to shame you from just having an honest conversation about what we could do, I think that's ridiculous. And I think some of the best individuals on either political party are the ones that said, we do need to talk about it. Let's have an honest discussion. How can we make this better? without thinking of our political butts and what's good for us and our party, what is better for America? Well, we're being told that one of the world's most wanted, not America's most wanted, but the world's most wanted illegal immigrant has been caught in New Hampshire. Apparently, this person murdered 11 in Brazil and got out of a 275-year prison sentence. Antonio José de Abreu Vidal Filho, 29 years old, had been convicted in a Brazilian court. This had been reported by Daily Mail. This happened in June over his part in the 2015 Curio massacre. Apparently, he somehow got into the country and was hiding out in New Hampshire. He allegedly fled Brazil in 2019, and immigration officers found him and detained him. The former Brazilian military police officer was involved allegedly in this Curio massacre, which caused the murder of 11 individuals, including teens. This happened after the death of a police officer. He was tried and convicted in June of this year. Not sure how he got out, but he got all the way to New Hampshire. And the Boston Herald said, comment piece, said no one should have to live in fear of unvetted criminals who cross the border and are protected from deportation from the quote-unquote good people who see law enforcement as agents against democracy. So what they're referring to are the sanctuary cities. Now, I think this happened in Rye, New Hampshire. I'm not exactly sure exactly what city of New Hampshire the detaining took place, but apparently it is not a sanctuary city, so they won't interfere with federal officials doing what I guess they need to do. Now, he was most wanted because of the Interpol red notice. It marks them as being wanted for murder, marks him for murder, attempted murder, physical torture, and mental torture. The Interpol notice serves as an international wanted notice and provides information on the identification of fugitives charged with or convicted of serious crimes who have fled prosecution or the serving of their sentence. Not sure how immigration officials found them in Rye, New Hampshire, but they did. According to Brazilian outlet El Globo, he moved to the U.S. with his family after deserting the military police force. He was one of four officers sentenced to more than 1,000 years behind bars collectively for the killings. So not sure how he got in, but he got in. He was in New Hampshire. And, you know, I know some people say, well, just because they were a criminal in their country doesn't mean they would be a criminal here. You know, true. Okay. You know, does one crime make somebody a lifelong criminal? No. But anybody who would murder and torture or be involved in that without any remorse has some severe mental illness. And somebody like that, yes, can be a threat to a local community. So, you know, we have to be a little bit more careful. Now, other countries, I try to go to another country, they check my passport, they scan, they make me, you know, pose for a picture, they ask me questions, and mind you, I was in Israel recently, and here I am with my blonde hair, right? My big lashes, you know, wearing something sparkly. Yeah, I don't really look like a threat. I'm pretty easily seen. I didn't really seem to look like I was just coming into the country covertly. I'm like, yep, Dr. Dahlia's here. I'm Facebook Living, taking pictures, texting everybody going, oh, look, this is the same airport you were at. But they still, I had to go through a process before I got in. You know, there is a pathway that other countries have to make sure that they aren't bringing in people who could be sick and making others sick. And I, you know, being a daughter of an immigrant, I want immigrants to be able to come here, but in a less chaotic, safe, methodical way. You cannot, my other family members that came from the Ellis Island side, had to pass medical checks, had to have either a sponsor or money so they wouldn't be a burden on the community they go to. That's what the laws were to come to America. We have more immigrants coming than we did at Ellis Island, but at Ellis Island they had a system. We don't have, or we might have a system, but we're not enforcing the system. Now, NPR reported that an investigation looked at significant failures at immigrant detention facilities. According to host Layla Fidel in this, I believe, this podcast, she said the NPR investigation stretched over more than 3 years. They show governments' experts have found barbaric treatment, negligent medical and mental health care, racist abuse, and what one expert called astonishing failures inside these detention facilities. They said this spans not only the Biden administration, but the Trump administration. So the administrations did not want this information going out there. That's what they say. You know, but remember we saw pictures from the Obama administration of these cages? So when I hear that, I think, okay, let's immediately stop people coming in to those facilities, right? Temporarily close the gate, close the wall, until we could figure out a better process. You can't be taking in thousands a day. I think New York is getting 1,000 migrants a day. Imagine the numbers coming across the border in Texas. We don't have enough medicine. We don't have enough facilities. We don't have enough border agents. What are we doing here? You know, if you have a facility that isn't up to code, you close down the facility and you divert traffic. Say this place is closed, you can go to another facility or come back another day. That's what small business does. Schools are. If a school has to close because there was an infestation or something, or there was a lot of flu, so they closed down, wanted to clean and sanitize, they say, come back another day. Are we doing that? So if we're seeing that these facilities are really lacking, why are we letting people in? For their own safety. That's some dangerous stuff. So, you know, New York is going back and forth. Mayor Adams has called for Hochul to issue an executive order to prevent localities from blocking asylum seeker housing. So apparently, as migrants are coming to New York and they are being overwhelmed and they're paying for it all, he needs help from the governor, because when they want to open up housing, other localities surrounding New York City is saying hell no. And so it's the mayor of New York City reiterated that they are picking up the cost for housing migrants. And if they even send them to these other locations, they'll still pick up the cost. But dozens of New York counties do not want housing asylum seekers in their towns, posing to security issues caused by migrants who commit crimes. You have some of these which are very innocent families, but you also have wolves in sheep clothing. So everybody is dealing with the problem, and why isn't anybody asking for a wall or asking for more help at the border or Biden to get to the border? 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. The apparent names and addresses of the Georgia grand jury members who indicted former President Trump this week have been posted online. Nonpartisan research group Advanced Democracy spotted that posting on a website that frequently uses violent rhetoric and said names and photos of the grand jurors have started to circulate on other social media sites. A new video shows former Trump advisor Roger Stone apparently plotting to overthrow the 2020 election by changing state electors. There's been no evidence of widespread fraud in the 2020 election. The death toll from the Maui wildfire now up to 111. Hawaii officials say only 38% of the burn zone had been searched as of yesterday afternoon. Corey Myers, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Seems like every week or two or every month or two, somebody rates the states and where's the best ones to live. I don't understand why there isn't just one survey, but there's tons. I like Wallet Hubs. Every year, Wallet Hub gives us a list. The 2023 best states to live. And interestingly, Massachusetts, I believe, got number one. I love Massachusetts. You know what I love about Massachusetts when I was there? Tons of American flags all over the place. I loved that, sort of that patriotism that you saw when I was driving around Massachusetts. I saw that also a lot in Rhode Island. It was interesting. It was kind of really, really nice to see. Apparently, there was a lady, I think she was from Australia, that was criticizing that. I think there was a young Australian
who had been living in the U.S., who I think made a TikTok, her name is Maya Chloe, walking down a suburban street objecting to a, like, overwhelming demonstration of patriotism. And she was kind of talking about how that's not normal in Australia, and many people in her country would not be seeing all these flags. And she even admitted to not knowing what her country's flag even looks like. Maybe there might be some stars on it. So she's this pretty blonde lady who was basically ripping on the American flags that she saw down a beautiful suburban street. And I think this was in Massachusetts. So people told her, then go back. Leave. Go. You know, countries where I saw a lot of flags, I was in Israel. Saw a lot of flags. Jerusalem, you saw a lot of Israeli flags. In Tel Aviv, you saw a lot of pride flags. But you saw flags everywhere. You saw a lot of flags. Swiss. When I was in Switzerland, I saw a lot of Swiss flags. There are some places that are just very patriotic, and they love their flags. But I found that interesting that somebody visiting here and living here would be offended or find objection to seeing our flag. What's wrong with that? And it's almost like patriotism is a bad thing. People want to make it a bad thing. Stop that. I mean, if you don't love your country, then you don't save your country. Then you don't maintain your country. You have to. And if you don't love your country, don't live here. If you think the country is really that bad, if you think that country is horrible for you, you know, then the country doesn't deserve you. If you're living in an area that you feel doesn't represent you, that doesn't, you know, doesn't take, you're paying taxes and it's not taking care of you, then leave. You have every right to do that. You know, make a statement. But instead, people, well, I hate this. I mean, if you're from Australia, go back to Australia if you don't like it. Why are you here? We're not going to change for you when you're from another country. So I found that fascinating, that story. But going back to Walden Hub's best places to live, they looked at affordability, education, economies, as well as citizens' health and quality of life. And so the top five were Massachusetts, New Jersey, New Hampshire, New York, and Wyoming. Fascinating that with affordability, New York made the top. The bottom states were Oklahoma, Mississippi, Louisiana, Alaska, and New Mexico. New Mexico made the bottom of the 50. Now, to get these results, Wallet Hub, which is a finance firm based in Miami, compared all 50 states on those dimensions. And then they also looked at unemployment, crime. Apparently New Mexico doesn't get a lot of headlines, national headlines or global headlines, but apparently there are areas where they suffer from a lot of crime. I also wonder what's going on with their immigration issues, because they do share a border. I'm wondering with Mexico, or are people keeping quiet because that's where people can come in? I don't know. But Massachusetts earned a top score, even though they're expensive. It's expensive to live there. I think 44. But it's kind of fascinating where, you know, these. I live in Nevada. I think Nevada is an awesome state. Is it the best state of everybody? Well, no. But I think it's awesome. And it's awesome for me. You know, in terms of education and health, Massachusetts, remember, Massachusetts has Harvard, has MIT, so they get that, you know. Okay, so I live in Nevada. Where did Nevada rank? Uh-oh, I'm still scrolling. Nevada ranked number 40. I love our education. We rank 39 in education. We rank 39 in affordability. Now, I don't understand that. Well, it is going up, but it's... Our houses went up because we had a lot of California people come in. But interesting, they say Utah was even more affordable and had better education. Vermont had high education. In terms of affordability, a little bit more down. Affordability, number one was Alabama. But their education, they said, ranked 46. But in terms of affordability, Alabama, number two for that was West Virginia. In terms of affordability, Missouri came in number four. So let me look at Minnesota. Minnesota came in number nine for education and health. Remember, they also got the Mayo Clinic. Quality of life, they ranked number eight. Affordability, number 11. Their economy was good. When they looked at the economy, they ranked 21. For Minnesota, Utah, 8. North Dakota, number 1 for economy. Way to go, North Dakota. Wow. Pretty damn cool. 50 for economy was Mississippi. 50 for education was Mississippi. So, you know, I wonder over time if things have changed or if they still stay the same. You know, their methodology looking at housing affordability, annual property taxes, cost of living, home ownership rate, economy in terms of unemployment, economic security, debt, wealth gaps, education quality of the public school system, high school graduation rate, share of insured population, premature death rate, poor and fair health, life expectancy, and then quality of life. Miles of how many miles of bicycling and walking, average commute time. But you see, here's the thing, though. If you have a city where you have a population that pays a bunch in taxes, you could then make these bike trails and these, you know, Nevada has a lot of that. In Nevada, we have a lot of places, especially in areas where, now some of it is private subsidized by certain subdivisions like Summerlin. Summerlin is one of the biggest master plan communities in the country. And so our dues, you have to not only when you pay a premium price for your house, you're paying monthly dues not only to the Summerlin community, but then also your personal homeowner associations. You pay a bunch of dues. But the more money somebody has, the more they could put into that. You know, and so your wealthier states, we got to look at why there's a disparity in terms of money in states. Because then you could increase your hospital hiring, your school hiring. You could add more parks and bike paths. You could improve the food insecurity. You know, I think when we keep seeing these, you know, like homeowners, the lowest about the highest amount of homeownership is West Virginia, Maine, Minnesota, Michigan, Vermont. The lowest homeownership is New York, California, Nevada, Hawaii, Rhode Island. Well, yeah, you can't afford the home. You're not going to be able to rank high on that. But housing costs and you know, all of that does play a factor. But when you have cities or states such as Mississippi or Alabama that keep ranking low, what's the government doing to help improve that? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Not cool if this really did happen. And if these are the real jurors, not cool. But we're being told that the names, photographs, social media profiles, and even the home addresses of the Fulton County Grand Jury that this week voted to indict former President Donald Trump and 18 co-defendants have been apparently outed and circulating social media. And we're being told that there are some individuals that are making threats against these people. Now, I don't know for sure if these are the real pictures or not. That could be pretty scary. Anybody could post anything. But CNN is saying the names being circulated on these sites appear to match the names of at least 13 of the 26 grand jurors that served on the panel in Fulton County. They said it's unclear if those names are the actual grand jurors or just people with the same name. So if there's a Joe Smith, was it the Joe Smith or was it Joe D. Smith or Joe R. Smith? You know, the third. Didn't somebody served a jury duty using his family member's name? Because they both had the same name. I think he got in trouble for doing that. It's interesting. You hear people try to get out of jury duty, but somebody actually took his family member's jury duty for them. I don't think you're allowed to do that. So they say, unlike the federal system, when someone is indicted in Fulton County, the indictment includes the names of all the grand jurors who served on the 26-member panel that handed up the charges. However, the indictment, which is a public record that's available on the court website, does not necessarily include their addresses or other personally identifiable information. They said on some forums, users are posting multiple social media profiles of different people who have the same name. Now, this is horrible. Listen, you know, even if you think Trump is innocent, we have got to have integrity and safety in our judicial system. I do not, at any cost, would even condone anything like this that puts somebody who is trying to serve on a jury or trying to do their civil duty to be under any threat. No politician should be threatened. No civil servant. Nobody should be threatened or coerced or blackmailed or outed. I really have a problem with that. Was it the Will and Grace star? I love the show Will and Grace, but I forget the girl's name. Deborah Messing. Didn't she want to post a list, or didn't she post a list of people in Hollywood? Trump? What is this idea of outing somebody and trying to amass hate and people to go after them or boycott them or, you know, it's, yeah, I get you want to educate people that maybe a restaurant had rats. You want to educate people going, look, there might be some extra charges. If you go here, keep in mind, you are going to be paying extra for XYZ. Make sure you're aware of that. But to out people, you know, it's sick. And this is really, really not cool. We have a hard enough time getting people to do jury duty as it is. And now to think that somebody could get a hold of their name and address and post it, let alone you might not even be a part of this. Now, CNN has not named the websites, but they range from a major social media profile, so there's, you guess, either Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, who knows. There's other sites that have been linked to violent extremist attacks, they say, some that are pro-Trump forums. They said in one instance, a pro-Trump personality shared screenshots with his 2 million followers showing what were purportedly the social media profiles of the grand jurors. That's not cool. The post has been removed. The same personality promoted Pizzagate, an infamous conspiracy theory that led to an armed man firing an assault rifle in D.C. pizza parlor in 2016, claiming he was attempting to find and rescue child sex slaves he believed were being held at the restaurant. Though they said that belief allegedly based on his reading of an online conspiracy theory that connected Hillary Clinton's campaign advisor to the pizzeria. I don't really follow all that, but the thing is I get that many people are very concerned about what's happening. And when you look at all the stuff they keep throwing at Trump and they keep trying to get him on, it's looks odd when you don't see that sort of fervor and passion with individuals on the other side. And so it has caused a lot of emotion. Hell, I mean, Al Gore needed to find votes when they were going through the chads between the election of Bush and Gore. Finding votes is a very common phrase people say. Could it mean fabricate votes? Or could it mean we're hearing of boxes of votes or votes not coming in or truckloads of votes? Can you find where the votes are? Where are my votes from the more red districts? If that's what they're basing this on, that's going to be a tough case. The Dominion machines could be false. They could be faulty. Can we look at these things and investigate them? I mean, you know, this, it's, you know, if, you know, to somebody thinking that there was, you know, issues with the last election, they look at these charges as, okay, you're going after somebody who is calling out on cheating. To those who feel, look, it was fair and square, he's trying to manipulate and change the election. So I see how both sides are building up their cases. But whoever is in the middle of this, we have got to keep safe. And going after the jurors who indicted him, I get some individuals might be upset that they did that, but they have every right to make their decision. They have every right to do this. You know, if it is a BS case, that is for the lawyers and the judge to decide. I understand that all these cases are in very more liberal. I think all the judges are Democrat, I think, who are taking the cases. So, you know, Trump has one hell of an uphill battle. Whether he's innocent or not, it's a lot of drama that's coming into this next election. But he is soaring in the polls. He gets stronger every time they throw more allegations at him. It gets stronger. And the reason why it gets stronger is originally people are like, oh, well, we need somebody else because Trump could be in jail. But once people found out he could still be our president in jail, and people are starting to kind of question the motives and why there's such a discrepancy between the right and the left when it comes to prosecution and investigating crimes and investigating accusations, that some people are like, well, they're fine. Get them in. So, you know, watching this popularity soar is, and me, I love watching voter, I love, you know, analyzing, you know, political psychology and what the voters are thinking, and these, I love talking about that as a physician, because those who really infuse politics into their psyche, it's fascinating to see how people think. And, but, please, for the love of God, anybody involved in this innocently has got to be protected, even if you don't like the way they vote. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.